Okay, well, you did throw me for a tiny loop here, though, because every time I hear you introduce yourself, you say, I'm a teaching pastor. And I've been for the longest time wanted to ask you, and of course you didn't say it this time, but I've wanted to ask, what exactly is a teaching pastor?
Right. So a teaching pastor is a title that evangelicals made up for a pastor that they're not totally sure what to do with.
Oh.
So it's sort of the back in the 80s or 90s, they would call them associate pastors.
Okay, yeah.
And that term has sort of fallen. I'm saying this all very tongue-in-cheek. Rather snarky way of saying that what a teaching pastor is depends on what church you go to that has a teaching pastor.
Okay.
It's not like a senior pastor that has a more clear set of roles and responsibilities, or evangelism pastor or discipleship pastor or something like that. At my particular church, I am responsible for like sermon series and sermon content development. I don't do it all by myself, but I lead that piece. That's kind of my responsibility.
Uh-huh.
In theory, I'm also in charge of our discipleship, though that's not actually practically the case, because I've been a part of this church congregation for a little over 4 years, and most of our Sunday schools have been a part of our Sunday school teachers have been a part of it for like 40 years.
Come and teach me something, new boy.
Yeah, exactly. I can make suggestions, and they're happy to ignore them often. I do work with some of our people who have the gift of teaching who want to become better communicators and better teachers, and I work on content. I teach, discipleship classes in addition to preaching a lot of the time. So, like, right now I'm teaching a class called Theology for the Rest of Us,
right,
which is basically trying to make theology something that's more accessible for your average, everyday, non-professional Christians that make up the majority of the church body. So, which we're having a lot of fun. We're about halfway through that class, and it's proved to be a lot of fun. I did a class on world religions. I've done a class on the Book of Revelation, which is always a lot of fun. I kind of develop different classes like that and teach those in more of like a classroom, sort of a lecture format. And then I also equip some of my other, I have a couple of parents right now who are teaching a parenting and social media class, and their parents, they don't know a ton about social media, so that's kind of my part. I help them study and learn and figure out the social media angle of it and then how to present that to the parents that are in their class. So I'm helping them be better teachers, which is sort of under my umbrella of teaching pastors. So again, it's sort of like a whatever I want it to be, whatever my church family needs it to be. But I love teaching. That's one of my spiritual gifts. And I love helping other people become better teachers and communicators also. So it's a pretty good fit for me.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Because I've listened to the first theology one, because you put a lot of the stuff out in podcast form. But I haven't listened to the rest of them yet. And I'm going to do that. But so I was just curious. I was like, it seems like a lot of material.
Yes.
I'd be interested just to throw this at you. How come you didn't put the world religions one out in podcast, or did I just miss it?
I did. It is actually in podcast form on my website too. If you go to my website, which is jrforesteros.com, I have a tab on there that's just called podcasts, and
that
lists all of the classes. It has my sermon podcast, it has a link to the Storymen, then it also has links to my world religions class, my revelation study, and my theology class, which are the three classes that I've actually podcasted.
Okay.
So,
This is pretty much what happens to me all the time. I'm like, I didn't see that. And then they tell me where it is. And I'm like, oh, I was there. I mean, I looked up, that's how I found the sermon one. And yet I didn't see it. So I will go back and look at that.
Sometimes it's hard for me to know how readily available to make all that information. I don't want to tweet once a week that I have a world religions podcast that I taught, 6 months ago, if anyone's still interested. So I kind of just leave them on my website and hope that the curious browsers will discover them. So
I need to browse better.